The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a 1992 federal law that effectively prevented most states from legalizing sports betting, opening a door for state governments to join in what has become a lucrative industry. WXXI's Randy Gorman has the details.
The High Court's decision came in a case from New Jersey, which has fought for years to legalize gambling on sports at casinos and racetracks in that state. Some casino operators in New York State have already indicated they look forward to getting the opportunity to offer sports betting. A spokesman for the Del Lago Resort and Casino in the Finger Lakes says they're ready to implement sports betting as quickly as possible. The Oneida Indian Nation says it's been preparing to offer sports betting at their venues in anticipation of this court ruling. Western Regional Off-Track Betting, which operates OTB parlors throughout the region, also wants a piece of the action, says Chief Operating Officer Mike Nolan.
The off-track betting infrastructure has been in place since 1973. We have brick-and-mortar locations. We're up and we're ready. And I tell you, if we get favorable legislation that allows it, we'll be up and running this fall.
That legislation is needed before any bets can be taken in New York, and lawmakers are considering several bills that would shape the sports gambling industry in the state. But not everyone thinks this is a good idea. The National Council on Problem Gambling predicts that many more people will develop gambling problems or worsen existing ones unless steps are taken to minimize risks. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.